You can't have spiritual victory in this world if you don't know who you really are. And way too many people who call themselves Christians really haven't a clue of the amazing new identity that Jesus has handed them. Really. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me as we take a look today at your identity from a different perspective. Living our lives in spiritual victory over the devil, over sin and evil, over circumstances and adversity isn't just some theoretical pipe dream, no. It's God's plan for our lives. Let me be even more direct than that. It's God's plan for your life. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 and 37. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Don't you love that? Not just conquerors, but more than conquerors. Not just victory, but more than victory. There's a reason for that, and the reason is that God is a God of abundant blessing, abundant mercy, abundant grace, abundant power, abundant love. He's an over-the-top kind of God, and He wants you to live in this abundant life that Jesus came to give you. And to make that happen for you, all this abundance, God gives you a new identity the moment you believe in Jesus. Instead of being the sinner you once were in God's eyes, completely deserving of His wrath and His punishment, He transforms you through your faith in Jesus. It's the beginning of victory. And just as a soldier on a battlefield needs to know who he is and who he's fighting for in order to win the battle, so you and I need to know, to understand, and to accept our new identity in Christ. Have a listen to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For our sake He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. In other words, God transferred all our sin onto Jesus' shoulders, so that now, when you and I stand before God, through our faith, we look a whole lot like Jesus to Him. Jesus took your sin, He paid the price, He died for you, so that you might become the very righteousness of God. That's now your new identity if you believe in Jesus, a complete right standing with God, no matter what horrible things you may have done in the past. And not only in the past, in the present and what is to come in the future as well, because God has given you a new standing, a standing in fact, as a member of His family. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are in fact children of God. For you didn't receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it's that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are in fact children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with Him so that we may also be glorified with Him. When the going gets tough, as it invariably does out there on the spiritual battlefield that we call life, it's so easy for us to imagine that God has abandoned us. There's nothing worse than that feeling of abandonment because you and I were created to belong. Families, societies, sporting teams, clubs, even countries, they're all about belonging. We need to belong. That's how God's created us. And when the going gets tough, that sense of isolation, that sense of abandonment is devastating. But our feelings are quite fickle. They aren't always able to witness the truth into our hearts. In fact, quite to the contrary. Because you and I are frail human beings, the devil often uses our feelings to speak lies into us in order to rob us of the truth. Listen up. God will never abandon you, no matter how ferocious the spiritual battle becomes, no matter how heavily you may stumble and fall some days. If you believe in Jesus, yeah, some days you'll be called to suffering just like Jesus. But that doesn't change the fact that you are His child, that He loves you beyond measure. He will never abandon you. That's God's honest truth, because He has given you a completely new identity. You have become the righteousness of God through your faith in Jesus Christ. You have become a member of His family through Jesus. And there's something else you need to know about how God sees you. Have a listen to this truth from his word. This is God speaking to you about how he sees you and what he thinks of you and what he's going to do for you right now. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 3 to 5. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. You are precious in my sight and honoured, and I love you. Do not fear, for I am with you. How we see ourselves, you and I, has a huge impact on the quality and the effectiveness of the lives that we lead. And this life of yours, hey, it ain't no dress rehearsal. It slips away a minute at a time, a day at a time, and one day it's going to be over. One day the end of this life will come. What a tragedy it'd be to have missed out on all that God has to offer you simply because you believed what the world said about you, and as a result, you lived out your life through your own inadequacies and insecurities rather than believing what God has to say about you. Hey, do you believe in Jesus? If you do, this is what God has to say about you. You are precious to him, you are honored by him, and he loves you. That's who you are. That's your identity. That's what God thinks about you. It's your passport through life. So who are you going to believe? The world or God? When the devil comes against you on the battlefield and whispers lies into your ears, oh, you're not good enough. And what's more, you never will be. You can never win. Give up. Throw in the towel. All that stuff. Who are you going to believe? The devil, the father of lies? Or God? Well, God never lies. And as one whom he has transformed into his very own righteousness, as one whom he's adopted into his family and called a child of God, there is something else that you have, something else which is already yours. Have a listen to this. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, being kept in heaven for you who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Around where I live, real estate prices are becoming so prohibitively expensive that there's a whole generation of young people who'll have to wait for their parents to die before they can purchase a home using their inheritance. In most families, children can rely on the fact that they'll receive the lion's share of their parents' estate. So why is it then that so many Christians are uncertain about their inheritance from God? Will I make it to heaven or won't I? Will it be everything I expect? Will God keep my inheritance for me? The future can be scary some days, even more so as we approach that final hurdle out of this life into the next. So in case you're wondering, the truth is this. God has an inheritance waiting for you in heaven that is, quote, imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. And not only that, it's an inheritance that he is actively protecting through his power. It doesn't get any better than that. Do you see how your new identity completely transforms your own view of who you are? Seeing yourself through God's eyes changes everything, because as we look at ourselves through his eyes, through his truth, all of a sudden we realize that by his grace and his mercy we are a completely new creation. So when the enemy comes against you out there on the spiritual battlefield of life, you can declare with boldness, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am a child of the living God, and he has an inheritance waiting for me. Full stop. End of story. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.